Hey, you're messing up my stuff. Come on, Chip. Will you get out of here?
You know, Mike might find out how quiet it is around here if he dropped in sometime when he's away.
Boy, you're sure right, Bob. The older I get, the less patience I have with children. I can't take it anymore. Don't they ever grow up?
All right, you guys, quit playing with my Ooga horn, or I'll lock my room while I'm gone.
See what I mean, Dad?
Well, Mike, old-timer, when you're up in that fire lookout this summer, you won't have to worry about the children playing with your Ooga horn.
I'm not going to take it with me.
Oh, what are you going to do when things get dull up there?
Dull? Are you kidding? In a fire tower in the middle of all that excitement?
What excitement, Mike?
Well, bears and mountain lions and wildcats.
And chipmunks.
Yeah, all kinds of wild animals. Better take my snake bite kit.
You're not going to find it in there. You know, Mike, it's not going to be all excitement up here.
Oh, I know, Dad, but when we're not busy protecting government property or fighting forest fires or climbing down some deep canyon to rescue hikers, we'll...
What are they doing down there?
They're lost. What do you think?
Oh.
Well, Joe and I will probably be fishing at the creek, having a bull session.
What creek? And what are you looking for in there, Mike?
Your sweat socks. Oh. There's bound to be a creek.
Who's Joe?
Joe Mitchell, Dad's old Air Force buddy. You know him.
No, I don't know him. Do you?
No, not yet. But I will after spending a whole summer with him in a fire tower, huh, Dad?
Yeah.
Oh,
you mean that guy you're going to do all the fishing with in one of those creeks you're going to find up there, maybe. Maybe.
Very funny.
How about laughing your way down to the clothes hamper with those sheets you just stepped over?
Boy, well, I'd be glad to get up in the wilderness. At least there they treat you like a man.
Boy, life's funny. That's just the way Joe Mitchell talked when he joined our squadron over in England.
Treats you like a man. How does he think I'm treating him?
Everything was always going to be high adventure and big excitement for Joe.
I've been treating him like a man ever since he was a baby.
Then he found out that flying was just hours and hours of boredom, punctuated by moments of sheer panic.
How am I going to get along without that kid all summer long? Talk about being wet behind the ears. I know the Forest Service wants to keep the forest green, but do they want their employees the same way?
Well, we were green ones too, Bub. We haven't always been quite as ripe as we are now.
Oh, yeah? I've been ripe for so long, I'm darn near rotten.
Boy, isn't this country the greatest? Nature in the raw, huh, Mr. Mitchell?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
I'm sure looking forward to seeing the tower. How much farther is it?
About 500 feet.
That way?
That way.
You mean that's it? That's where we're going?
That's it.
Hey, that's even higher than I thought it was going to be. Boy, what a spot. And there we'll be. Watchdogs of the wilderness. Perched up there like eagles. Over all of nature's mighty forces. Ready to swoop down any minute and challenge those who disobey. Boy, talk about a subject for a book. Ouch.
One of nature's mighty forces.
Boy, that's quite a climb. Boy, guy ought to have a parachute going up there. Do I go first?
After you, mighty eagle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here goes nothing. Reaching majestic heights. 10 miles above the petty world of man.
5,240 feet.
Yeah. Hello, birds! feeling up here, isn't it?
About average.
What's it like in a really high wind?
You feel it?
I mean, it would never...
Oh, we haven't lost a tower since the wooden one over at Cedar Point went over 25 years ago.
No kidding. Well, what happened to the guys inside? Oh, boy. The guys back home could only see this. Those poor characters stuck all summer long in a town where nothing happens. I mean, nothing.
That's yours.
Place like an outpost. An outpost in space. Hey, I bet I feel like Scott Crossfield in his X-15 as he zooms through... Hey, what's wrong? The tower's moving.
Oh, it sways a little in the wind.
Yeah. That's Mother Nature's warning, isn't it? The pulsating reminder of ever-present danger. You can't see it, you can't hear it, but you can feel it.
Here.
Yeah, it's here. It's all around. It's a quiet kind of danger.
You sight through this firefinder. Get the smoke centered in the crosshairs. You take a reading off the outside circle. That gives you the direction and degrees of the fire from this point. And you pick up the phone, give the information to the ranger station at Silver Springs. By the way, don't answer the phone unless you hear our ring. Two longs, one short. I'll fill you in on the details as we go along.
Well, we're in business. I'll flip you for the first watch.
You can take it.
Hey, that's great. Oh, and now that we know each other, I want you to know there are a lot of things I don't know. Of course, I know you'll have to help me out, but I want to do my share. I mean, I don't want you to make things easy on me, Mr. Mitchell.
All right.
Oh, thanks. Joe?
You're welcome. Mike?
What's that over in the canyon? Is that smoke?
A little haze.
Wind stays pretty much the same. Doesn't change much.
No.
Temperature's about the same, too. Yep. Weather's still good. I suppose it's like this for a couple of weeks, and then, pow, everything happens at once. I guess I'll write a letter.
Talk
ready?
About excitement.
No.
This is it.
You did it.
Quiet, you guys, for Pete's sake. Don't you want to hear Mike's letter?
We're listening.
We never know from one minute to the next just what's going to happen. Being on fire lookout emergencies, we never can tell what's going to happen. And there's always something doing all the time. And we've got to be on... Quiet, will you, tramp? We've really got to be on our toes.
It makes living down here seem pretty quiet.
Huh?
I said, it makes living down here seem pretty quiet.
Tramp, sit down here and keep quiet.
Thank you. song?
Nope.
A hot time in the old town tonight. Here, see if you can catch this one. Hey, no water. Something's happened.
I slipped off the pump. Here, take over.
Yeah. I wonder how that happened. I hope Joe can fix that. I hate to be up here without water. Well, we just have to carry it up by hand. No problem. Boy, wait till I tell Dad that we had to carry our drinking water up from the spring by hand. Boy, what a great place to spend the summer.
He's cute.
Look, sis. So far today, you said that about two rangers, three hikers, and a middle-aged fisherman.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Hi.
Hi.
Boy.
Little hay.
Up there?
It's like this couple of weeks.
I'd love to know what it's like up there.
Oh, it's a terrific spot.
Come on. It
gets pretty exciting sometimes. Well, like today, ran right out of water.
Mike? Hey, Douglas.
Yeah, that's Joe Mitchell, my partner. Be right there, Joe. Got a couple of lost hikers here. Just showing them down to the Thunder Rock Trail.
They can find it themselves. Get up here.
Just a second, Joe.
Right now.
Well, I better get up there. Sounds like another emergency.
Gee, I hope it isn't serious.
What? Oh, thanks. Nice to meet you. Same to you. Now, stay on the trail, and be careful of your campfires. So long.
Hi.
Sorry, Joe. I had a couple lost hikers.
Let's go. Now, look. I know it's been tough on you up here. You're lonely, bored, and disappointed. But you took a man's job, and you're going to do it like a man or get out. Now, the next time you leave this tower when you're on watch, just keep going.
We found the trail. Have a good summer, you lucky guy.
Al who?
Dear Dad, Bob, and Al.
Let me see that. That's Dear Dad, Bob, and All. A-double-L, All.
Hey, is that a letter from Mike? Let me see it, Chip.
I'll read it to you.
Hey, Dear Dad, Bob, and All. Give it to me, will you?
Hey, come on, you.
Come here, you two. Bring that back here. Come here.
Letter.
Maybe your dad would like to read Mike's letter in one piece for a change. Sit down. Yeah. Listen to it. Yeah. Dear Dad, Bub, and Al. I mean, all. How's Robbie doing with his trumpet lessons? Tell him to stick with it. The kid's got a lot of talent.
You sure that letter's from Mike?
Altitude is getting him. What's Chip doing? Still drawing pictures? Ask him to draw one of Tramp and send it to me.
Sure doesn't sound like
him. Maybe he's sick or something.
The darn kid doesn't say a word about what he's doing up there.
22. 3. 24. Condition. Not gonna get flabby. That's the great thing about this darn job. You can't tell the difference between being on duty and off duty. Running up these same four walls. 24 hours. 4 hours on. 4 hours off. 4 weeks. But what for? Ow! Now that really hurt. Well, that's what I get for trying to stay in condition. Ah, the heck.
Now just get back, gladly. Who cares? Nobody sees me up here anyway. Like a couple of monkeys in a cage. We think we're so smart. Well, we're not. Monkeys in a cage. Ever since I was a kid, they told me if I did that, I'd get big knuckles. Well, they're wrong. They don't look so big to me. See? What do you think?
Well, I don't think much of anything.
Well, hi. What are you doing up here? I just thought I'd drop in and see how things were going. Well, just fine. Nice weather, isn't it? Yes, it's nice and warm. Mm-hmm. Yes. What's the matter? We don't want to talk too loud. We might disturb Joe. Well, I'm sorry, but every once in a while a guy wants to talk to somebody.
Well, there's one thing I've learned this summer. I'm man enough to admit it, too.
You know what it is I learned this summer? That I'm man enough to admit? Okay, I'll tell you. You don't like me. You just plain don't like me. What do you think of that? Well, all right, if you don't like me, why don't you get rid of me? If I had some green kid working for me and hated his guts, I'd get rid of him. I'd fire him. Yes, sir, that's what I'd do. I'd tell him to pack up his bags and get out the first thing in the morning. Why aren't you man enough to fire me?
Here,
take over.
Go on, I'm giving you your chance. Fire me.
Go down to the river, check the level.
All right, if you don't fire me, I quit. Did you hear me, Joe? I quit. Said, did you hear me, Joe? I quit. I'm walking right out of here.
Yeah, I heard you. Okay. But I suggest you do it after the storm.
Storm? What storm?
Thank you. Jones. How are you doing up there?
It's really blowing. Our power's up. But we're still here.
That's the stuff. Stick with it, boy. Check you later.
Chip can spend a few days up here at the end of summer. Now that I finally let Joe get a word in edgewise, he's been telling
edgewise?
Me about...
Edgewise? What that mean?
He means shut up and listen. He's been telling me about some caves around here we can explore.
Hey, had little... let me see!
We had a little storm last night. Nothing much. Wind blew a little.
We had a storm last night, the worst in 25 years, and Mike was alone in the tower. I was stuck down at the river and couldn't get back. But I knew what it was like in that tower with a 70-mile wind blowing. Mike must have been scared green. Well, bet he was, huh?
And another thing, I'm finally beginning to find the
excitement, Dumbo. Now get it here, will you? Hey, what did you get in reading last time, anyhow?
A.
Grammar school sure is the snap nowadays. Wasn't like that when I was a kid. To find the excitement that I was looking for. And they aren't the storms and fires and big adventures I look forward to. The real excitements up here are the sunrises and the sunsets and...
Animals and trees and the wildflowers.
Just do me one favor, Steve. Never tell Mike that it was I who phoned the tower at the height of the storm. I called from the field phone at the river and said I was Parker at Silver Spring. Remember the time in England during the Blitz when you called me in the airfield control tower?
Well, now, don't stop there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about it. That was the night I was so scared I was ready to pack up and run. I hope I have returned the favor. Regards from your friend Joe.
What a letter.
Thank you.